Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, February 16th, 2024, 9.06 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Starting of a three-day weekend. It's ramp up day today.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Get your work done, and then hopefully enjoy it. Get to enjoy that three-day weekend, and should be nice. Weather's rather nice. Maybe not what folks wanted, but I guess we got that big storm. Maybe we're in okay shape.
Yeah, we've had a dry period for the last week or so. That was a good storm, and our averages are dropping a little bit. It's the time of year that I'm a little bit obsessed.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Still above 100% for the most part across the region of where we should be on February 16th. So it's good.
Very good. Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands International Airport, from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the morning show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the area, including a report out of Southwest Colorado area, a report from Bailey Duran to the Cortez Journal of a Cortez man suspected of robbing 20 individuals in a single night. After an early morning burglary spree, a Cortez man faces dozens of charges for allegedly robbing more than 20 individuals in Cortez, Dolores, Dove Creek, and Durango on Sunday, February 4th. At about just before 7 a.m., the Montezuma County Sheriff's Office received the first report of multiple burglaries reported, with victims in Cortez, Dolores, Dove Creek, and Durango. Later that morning, a man was arrested for suspected connection with the thefts. In an incident report, they detailed the initial encounter with one of the victims of the theft, saying they were flagged down by someone who had video footage. After running the license plate of the person in the car, they found it to be registered to Cody Lee Tavra, who lives on Lakeside Drive in Cortez. After driving to various locations around town and chasing after the perpetrator, after receiving calls from other victims, they arrived at the man's house, who initially told deputies he'd been home all night, later admitted to taking the missing items and taking officers to his vehicles where the stolen items were located. So he was arrested, and a lot of charges involved in that, and kind of a wild story there.
Man, that is efficiency personified there. 20 separate incidents.
Yeah.
Wow.
20 individuals. Yeah.
Ranging from Dove Creek to Durango and everywhere in between. And
yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. It was quite the path. All along Southwest Colorado. So yeah, you maybe say efficiency, but efficiency in that there's also an arrest made later.
Yeah.
That morning.
And 20 separate charges apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yep. So, pretty wild. Lots of folks, impacted, by that. You know, they listed victims in the case. And again, it's over 20, and yeah, it's a pretty wild story there out of Cortez. A nice job to Bailey Duran with the Journal tracking that down.
And good job with law enforcement for figuring it out here pretty quick. It was February 4th was the big day, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so earlier this month. So you can go ahead and read more about it in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. But yeah, a big theft and not so great for the man doing all that larceny. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of San Juan County, where members of the San Juan County Commission at their latest meeting approved the receipt of a $51,000 grant from the state to go towards the county housing assessment, which is currently underway, with the county paying the balance of $33,000. County Economic Development Director Elaine Gisler reported that the assessment is well underway, reporting good attendance at public meetings held from LaSalle to Monument Valley on the housing assessment. Gisler also highlighted the county's reception of a fellow who will work for over 2 years on the implementation of the housing assessment for the area. And again, that's charges for that fellow's work is going to be covered under a grant. So great news there for San Juan County. Gisler also presented the contract to purchase and install 4 new Welcome to San Juan County signs, which will also be covered by a grant from the state. The commission also approved a letter of support to the Department of Energy for an application by Searstone Development to operate a graphite plant in Lisbon Valley. Commission also approved a letter of support to make the county a bioeconomy development opportunity zone, as well as a letter of support for the Southeast Utah Association of Local Governments aviation project with USU and Price. At the meeting, members of the commission also approved a notice of award for the county safety building remodel project design and construction administration services to AGCC Architects. Staff said the company was the most responsive and responsible bid of the two received for the proposal. Members of the commission also unanimously approved the notice of award for the upgrade to that safety building. At the meeting, the commission also approved an electrical utility franchise and general utility easement for Rocky Mountain Power. The 20-year agreement was last approved in 2004. And allows the Rocky Mountain Power to bury or install power lines within county easements throughout the county, typically along county roads, and gives them liberty to install those. That was approved unanimously, and members of the commission also received training on Open and Public Meetings Act, GRAMA, and Conflict of Interest training. So it's a busy meeting there for the San Juan County Commission. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. When we come back, we'll tell you about an avalanche training in LaSalle and a local student winning an artistic award. Stick with us. You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. 4 packs of GEHD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs, just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans, $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Hearts, love, and sweet winnings at the Ute Mountain Casino. Get ready for a month of excitement with sweet winnings. Every Saturday in February at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., we're giving away $1,000 in cash. Every drawing. Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. Every hour, we're giving away $200 in cash to one lucky winner and $25 in free play to their friend. Sweet winnings and Sunday Fun Day await at Ute Mountain Casino.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, February 16th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it's the morning show on 92.7, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, latest out of the Dolores School Board, where members of the school board had talked about attendance and heard from different groups. Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal on that report, looking at attendance. The board received a report on attendance noting that last fall attendance was 29% chronically absent. That's missing 10% or more of school days. And that of Thursday, that chronically absent rate was down to 13%, which they credited to the district's updated policies on attendance, which included sitting down with and calling parents when a student has been absent for a certain amount of days. Also at the meeting, the board heard from residents regarding bullying. One resident, a former board member, reminded those in attendance that she decided not to rerun for the board because she wanted to help and write and help with legislation after hearing stories about bullying in local schools, one involving the former board member's granddaughter. Members of the board also heard about the debate society doing well in local competitions and congratulated them. So that's all the latest. You can read more in-depth and about other issues in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Members of the Grand County Search and Rescue Team participated in a training exercise on Saturday, February 10th. Involved emergency responders reacting to a simulated avalanche in the Geyser Pass area. Personnel and equipment transported about 6 miles to the scenario's accident site via tracked vehicles, a helicopter, and on skis behind snowmobiles. They were able to work on this simulation, searching for two missing people, some dummies that had been buried and covered by a subsequent snowstorm. Rescuers discovered two additional suspects that had been buried by this, again, training exercise. So they were able to do a good training there up in the LaSalle Mountains. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock area, we got some good news, some news to celebrate, including out of Whitehorse High School, where Gabrielle Dance won the $100 Sorensen Award in the 2024 Utah High School Clean Air Marketing Contest. More than 1,000 high school teens from southern Utah to southern Idaho participated in creating the clean air public service announcements for the contest this year. 57 entries were selected by their respective high schools as finalists, and a panel of 36 judges evaluated all entries. 20 PSAs were recognized as state winners, with two as honorable mention. We have that art on the San Juan Record website, also in the print edition of the San Juan Record. Really nice work from Gabrielle Dance. It's she's got some drawings of some shoes and then some flowers coming out of them. Sign reads "Step to a Greener Tomorrow." So very cool artwork, and congratulations to Gabrielle Dance. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the area. Another exciting celebration as a former Mancos band teacher, Janie Silver, was inducted into the Colorado High School Activities Association Hall of Fame. Award ceremony was held at the end of January for Silver. She was a Mancos High alum, accepted the award on her behalf, as she is living in a nursing home and unable to accept the award herself, according to a report from Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal. Silver helped lead Mancos High School to three state championships in band. So nice story on her, and that full report again in the Cortez Journal and available online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, and there'll be a celebration of life for Martin Joe Espinoza, age 50 of Moab, at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Moab LDS Stake Center on Locust Lane. Of course, Espinoza was killed in that tragic two-car accident last week in Moab. Sherry Christensen of St. George passed away on Sunday, February 11th. There'll be a viewing in Monticello at noon on Monday at the LDS Stake Center, followed by a brief graveside service at the Monticello City Cemetery. And graveside services for Sandy Freestone are Tuesday, February 20th at 2 p.m. at the Monticello City Cemetery. Sandy passed away on February 8th at the age of 68. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a break and be back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
This week, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds at the Moab Museum. Join us Saturday, February 17th for the free public opening of A Moab Prison Camp, Japanese American Incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, February 16th, 2024, 9:27 a.m.
Yes, and that song we just heard, Thank You by Sly and the Family Stone, was the number one song in the land on this day in 1970, 54 years ago today. It was released as a double A-side single with Everybody is a Star, reached number one on the Soul chart for 5 weeks and number one on the Billboard Hot 100 54 years ago today. Sly and the Family Stone, they were pivotal in the development of funk, soul, rock, and psychedelic music. On this day in history, in 1923, King Tut's tomb was unsealed in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt. It's a pretty cool day. And on February 16, 1945, Allied troops returned to the island of Corregidor in the Philippines. General Douglas MacArthur had vowed when he left in 1942, I shall return, and they did. On this day in 1959, Fidel Castro seized power in Cuba. Actor and rapper Ice-T is 66 years old today. He pioneered gangster rap. Sonny Bono, singer and politician, was born on February 16, 1935. Of course, made up half of Sonny and Cher. Big career in music and in television. Eventually became a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. And he was killed in 1998 when he ran into a tree while skiing. It's crazy. LeVar Burton is 67 years old today. You know how old you are by how you know LeVar Burton. Of course, for me, an old guy, he was Kunta Kinte in Roots in the 1970s, this miniseries that was remarkable TV. In the 1980s and 90s, he was Geordi LaForge in Star Trek The Next Generation. And then the last 25 years, he's hosted Reading Rainbow. So, I'm not going to ask you how you know him from all three because you're so well read.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well read, because Reading Rainbow. How's that?
Yeah.
There's a couple names I want to mention primarily just because they're so fun to say. UN Secretary Boutros Ghali died on this day in 2016. That's a great name, Boutros Ghali. He was an Egyptian. He had a tremendous career, and I understand this is just trivia. I haven't been able to verify this, but he was dating a woman named Oma, and they had to break up because she didn't want to be Oma Ghali.
Wow,
that's stretch.
Yeah, there.
And another name that's awfully fun to say back in the day, and even today, NBA player Kelly Trepuka was born in this day in 1959. So 65 years. Birthday for Kelly Trepuka. Once again, how do you not enjoy saying that name? Today is Tim Tam Day, the wildly popular biscuits from Australia. I don't know if you've had a Tim Tam, but if you had, you may remember it.
Yeah.
They started in 1964, original, just a cream-filled sandwich biscuit thingy. They got lots and lots of flavors now. That's like the national treat in Australia. But mm-hmm. You went to Australia. Did you have a Tim Tam when you were there?
Yeah, we brought some Tim Tams home too. Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good. They're definitely worth getting if you're there. I don't know that I've cried myself to sleep wishing that I could have more, but they were good.
Well, very good. So Tim Tam Day, if you get a Tim Tam, enjoy it. Because you're 8,000 miles from Tim Tam country.
Mm-hmm.
It's also National Tartar Sauce Day. Tartar sauce is something as a kid, it just seemed like the grossest thing ever, but it's pretty good if you have it with fish. Mm. It goes well with fish, and since so many people are having fish Fridays because of Lent, it's a good time for Tartar Sauce Day. It's also Friday, Fish Friday. Say that six times fast.
You've been having fun saying stuff this morning.
Yeah.
You're going to...
Seriously, I've got a triple play here. Boutros Ghali, Kelly Trepuka, and Friday Frisch Friday.
Try it again. You missed it.
I'm not going to... I've embarrassed myself enough.
Oh, man.
Tennis legend John McEnroe is 65 years old today. You've got to be kidding me. 65 years old for John McEnroe. And football player Jerome Bettis, the bus, is 52 years old today. Happy birthday today to Debbie Frost, Briar Davis, and Jamie Husky. And we got a lot of weekend birthdays. It's a three-day weekend, too, so we've got a lot of these birthdays. Want to wish a happy birthday coming up this weekend for Zelpha Nelson, Caleb Bailey, Cole Eldridge, Trevor St. Clair, Ivan Rodriguez, Logan Meyer, Tamara George, Quinn Nebaker, Toby Pearson, Jesse Bingham, Amber Maurer, Melissa Shakespeare. We're just getting started. Kitty Barton Young, Christina Montgomery, Leah Barnett, Virgil Smith, Reagan Halper, Emily Boyle, and Miles O'Dell. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Yeah, happy birthday to all those folks out there, especially to my wife, Emily, and yeah, hope she has a great birthday weekend. I don't know, that's such a big list. I kind of wonder if some people... you know, maybe move their birthday around so they could celebrate it on a three-day weekend. We're going to have to do some research into that, I guess.
Well, you know, we have President's Day weekend, and it moves around mysteriously to accommodate a Monday. So maybe they did that.
Yeah, maybe people moving their birthday around. Well,
it's our staff spouse birthday weekend, too, with, of course,
Toby Pearson.
Emily Boyle and Toby Pearson.
Yeah, yeah, well. Very good.
Makes me... oh, I did not forget my wife's birthday this week, so...
no, yeah, you got a couple months for that. So, good on you, Bill. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and send you over to that, and then we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Coochie's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January wine sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Red Siffer. The White Horse basketball teams came to Monticello last night and swept the Buckaroos. The boys won 59-53, the girls 54-33. The Monticello boys finished the regular season with an 8-13 record. The girls are 4-13. The White Horse teams are closing out their regular seasons tonight at home against Shiprock Northwest. The Monument Valley girls finished their regular season last night with a 54-21 win over Pinnacle Academy. The Lady Cougars are 18-1 and will enter the 1A Utah State Tournament as the number one seed. The Green River boys suffered a 70-58 loss at Debeck, Colorado last night in their final regular season game. They're 16-7 on the year. And both Montezuma Cortez teams won at Ignacio, the boys 45-40 and the girls 58-44. Along with the White Horse games tonight, we've got some showdowns between local rivals in Colorado. Both Dolores teams will host Mancos, and Nucla is hosting Dove Creek. And number 9 Grand County is on the road to take on number 8 Intermountain Christian in the second round of the 2A Utah State Girls Basketball Tournament. The Colorado State Wrestling Tournament continues in Denver for Dolores, Dove Creek, Mancos, Montezuma Cortez, Norwood, and Nucla today. And the 2A Utah State Swimming Tournament begins today for Grand County and runs through tomorrow at BYU. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, February 16th, 2024, 9:45 a.m. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle, Bill Boyle in studio. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. And the Utah Jazz fell to the Golden State Warriors yesterday, 140-137. Colin Sexton with 35 points for the Jazz, but couldn't quite get it done. And as a result, in addition to that, that's it for the NBA this week. And they'll have the All-Star game coming up on Sunday, but it's the All-Star break, so no regional sports for a little while. Yeah, a great way to enjoy a three-day weekend, I guess. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. You got something? No?
No, I just, you know, the high school last night, we wrapped up the Region 19 season, and White Horse had two big wins over Monticello, boys and girls. It was a lot of fun. Fun games to watch. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's exciting. Tomorrow night, San Juan takes on North Summit in Colville, and it'll be broadcast here on Red Rock 92.
Yep. Yeah, should be a lot of fun. So, yeah, we'll follow them up to Colville, and, yeah, definitely check that out.
And the brackets for the 1A tournaments will be released tomorrow morning, too.
I think Monday, actually.
Is it Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very good. We're not going to have a show on Monday because of the holiday.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, no show Monday, so hope you all enjoy a three-day weekend. Again, like Bill said, we'll chat with you next on Tuesday. Until then, have a great three-day weekend.